Welcome to Life Journey 444. I'm Susan. This is the first season of the first episode of this channel. So what I wanted to do is just go back a little in time and explain to you what I'm about and what this channel will be about. Then we can go from there. The name Life Journey, kind of self-explanatory, but the numbers, that's the important part. 444. Those are angel numbers. A lot of us look at our watch, you look at the clock, and you see sequential numbers, 111, 222, 1111. That's a biggie. You see that a lot. That's an angel number. The 444 means that the angels are guiding me on my journey. And I felt in life that they always have. So let me go back in time a little bit and explain to you where I came from on my journey until today, and where we're going to go together on our journey from this point forward. I was born in Brooklyn, a wonderful place to be brought up, in a time that was a wonderful, simple time. It was pre-technology, so the only technology we really had to do to create games and create fun was in our minds, in our brains, and we did a great job in doing that. I lived in Brooklyn for 28 wonderful years. When I got married and had children, I moved to Nassau County, Long Island, and I brought up my children there. When they started to go to school full-time, I said to myself, now what? We all have a now what at least one time in our life, if not 10 times in our life. I decided to go back into the workforce, and I chose something that was very meaningful to me, very interesting to me. I chose to work in mental health care. I was always the kind of person that was a good listener. People always felt that they could come to me with their problems, and I would just sit and listen. Even if I didn't have the answers, they knew that they could have someone to at least vent to, someone that would at least care and listen. During the time in mental health care, I decided to become a life coach, which is kind of like an extension of mental health care, because life coaching is just working with people to give them the skills to put them on the right track to get to where their destination is, or put them on a great journey. People sometimes know what they want to do, they just don't know how to get there. What are the skills that they need? How do they set their goals? How do they set their timeline? Did that for a while, and then it became retirement. And that's all good and well. Retirement, wow, I don't have to set an alarm. I don't have to get up in the morning and go anywhere. I decided to move from New York to Florida. Paradise. Beautiful sunsets. Beautiful palm trees. Weather. Okay, yeah, I'll admit it. Sometimes it's a little too warm, but it is a beautiful place. It is a beautiful state. Then I realized, well, I don't have to set an alarm. I don't have to get up and do anything. Now what? I could not lead my life with not doing anything, without not having a purpose. And the word purpose is very important in someone's life. You need to have something to do, something to get up for, something to just get going. And I didn't have that after retirement. So I said, oh, okay, time to reinvent. Time to move on and find something that I want to do. Well, I did something that I thought would be really unlikely for me to do, and I went into social media. I opened up social media accounts. On one of them, I do mainly posting of pictures, but on the other one, I do live streaming. I started off live streaming 7 days a week. Now I do about four. And you know what I found? I found a lot of wonderful people that were the kindest and most caring and interesting. And we formed our own community. We formed our own safe space. And little by little, more people started watching the shows, and it became a little family. And we're always adding on, because I still do that. It shows you that no matter where you live, and I have people not only from across the entire country, but I have people globally, we're all the same. We want to be happy. we value our health. We just want to live with the ease of life. And that's why people have said the safe space that I created is very important for them. I'm not sure if any of you have ever heard of the law of attraction. It's what you put out there is what you get back. When I started off my platforms, I just said, I need boundaries. And the boundaries were kindness, positivity. No starting up with anybody else. That's not the purpose of what I wanted to do. And I guess through the law of attraction, that's what I got. Wonderful, pleasant, happy people getting together almost every day. It's as if I say to you, and I always say this to them, it's like you're knocking on my door. I'm telling you, come into my living room, sit down, let's have a little talk. I wish I could offer you something through the screen, but I can't offer you coffee or cake or even fruit. But they feel that they're spending time with a friend, and I feel like I'm spending time with a friend. I love it. But then I said, what's next? I always want to live my life with the concept of what's next. And I thought, and I said, I got it, podcasting. But what do I want to do in podcasting? Then I realized I want to do something that interests me, because if something interests me, more likely than not, there's going to be people out there who it will also interest. So that's what this channel is about. Now we're coming to the part where we're taking the journey together, moving on. I'm a very spiritual person. I'm a person that believes in good. I'm a person that believes in the universe will take care of us. That's what I want to present on this channel. I want to do research to bring you stories, because at heart, I am a storyteller. I want to bring stories that you might never have heard anywhere else. Stories of different cultures, stories of spirituality, stories of healing. I find that interesting. I'm sure you will too. So let's take this journey together. It's always better when you go on a journey with good friends. So this is the first introduction of Life Journey 444 with Susan. I hope that we start our own family. Next episode, I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I can assure you it's going to be interesting. So follow, subscribe, come see me again. Let's be friends, hand in hand. Life is a journey. Don't ever go it alone. See you next time.